This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday on whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes while still in office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The hearing ran over 2 hours, starting with an attorney for Donald Trump.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
And D. John Sauer argues the fear of prosecution would hinder that.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making.
Justice Elena Kagan giving a hypothetical about a president ordering a military coup.
You're saying that's an official act.
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
But Trump appointee Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the question is when immunity can apply.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in an official capacity.
The case could be sent back to the lower courts, which could delay a decision until after the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Defense Department spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder said Thursday that U.S. military vessels have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary repair and causeway at sea to deliver aid to Gaza.
We're aware of the significant interest in this important effort and will provide much more information in the very near future as we work alongside the international community to rush aid to the people of Gaza.
Earlier, a U.N. spokesperson said a United Nations team in the Gaza Strip visiting the site for the pier had to seek shelter in a bunker for some time on Wednesday after the area came under fire. Major General Ryder said a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the coordination area for humanitarian assistance, but had not impacted U.S. operations and equipment since it happened before U.S. forces had begun. This is VOA News. Some college campuses across the United States called in police to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrations, while others waited out. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Embry campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence for peaceful protesters. I saw police knock students to the ground. Clearly, you see a bunch of arrests going on.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territory, on Thursday called for international sanctions against Israel for its treatment of the Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Albanese, an Italian lawyer, is one of dozens of independent human rights experts the United Nations mandated to report and advise on specific areas. In her case, Palestinians and the occupied Palestinian territory. Speaking to reporters in Cairo Thursday, Albanese said Israel is endangering Palestinian existence on what remains of their land and accused Israel of cleansing Palestinians.
At this point, Israel has reneged on its international obligations to a degree that warrants an imperative implementation of immediate and unconditional sanctions, which should entail first and foremost an armed embargo.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Two U.S. officials say the United States will pull the majority of its troops from Chad and Niger as it works to restore key agreements governing the role the American military and its counterterrorism operations may play in those countries. Agreements in both countries allow the U.S. to conduct critical counterterrorism operations and have supported military partner training. Concern is now growing that U.S. influence in Africa is losing ground to overtures from Russia and China. Join VOA's Flashpoint, Global Crises, as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramification of the climate crisis on the world's population. Flashpoint Global Crises is your source for understanding the critical issues shaping our world and the people at the heart of these crises. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.